Hey, this is Pete Cerronis, and I am excited to meet yet again with Samara Shulman, president of On Point Consulting. How you doing, Samara?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing great, and I'm looking forward to our chat today. How do you think about gamification right at the outset, Samara?
This has actually been on my mind for a few weeks. I read a really cool article that was called Making Cyber Education Fun and Accessible, and it's talking about a professor who designed a whole game-based learning program using both virtual and augmented reality. This happened at the Virginia Military Institute, and he put together this program that dove in to cryptography, post-quantum cryptography, and cybersecurity. I mean, such technical subjects. The whole thing to me is it's just a really interesting time that we're living in to watch, to be able to take such complicated subjects and turn them into computer games to learn, to train. I can only begin to think what they're going to be using in the next decade and a half in school to learn different subjects. Obviously, gamification isn't just geared towards cybersecurity and the harder topics. It can be geared towards anything. It's just fascinating to think about.
We hear the word game and it's like game, but you hit on some terms and that I will say, I think about when it's gamification, augmented reality, you mentioned, virtual field trips, simulation-based training, things that you and I know in the government space, there's traditional training that you must take when you're a federal employee or a contractor. And you could see every year it tries to get a little better or more fun. And I think that's progress. But I'll tell you what, the concept of it from an educational standpoint, the fact that you could put on some goggles and actually visualize or be in a utility or in some element of critical infrastructure and experience through that augmented manner is it's visual aids. And I think retention matters. Your thoughts?
Oh, completely agree. So to bring something like this that is going to help people learn, I love when you just said virtual field trips. I watched a special many months ago on a classroom of, let's say, like third graders or something. And it was in a place where they couldn't afford to go on field trips. And she turned her entire classroom into a trip going to Mexico. So the kids sat on the carpet and she made it show videos, whatever, made it feel like they were in the airplane. Got out and had different stations for them to explore when they stood up, of things that they would see when they were in Mexico and the different cities and the culture and all of that. That's what I just thought of now when you say, yeah, think of virtual field trips, and they're doing it, right?
Let me jump in. This augmented versus virtual reality, which you mentioned, there's a difference. But I think about like some of the government missions, right? Whether it's a transportation, inspecting railroads, or near and dear to me, power grid, people are out there still doing things physically that what if they could put something on, inspect, think of nuclear security.
Oh,
and you know what I mean? Parting shot, thought.
Let's take that thought one further. How about those of us sitting back and not at a site, being able to use virtual reality as though we are walking with our colleagues throughout the site and doing an inspection? Think about the potential cost savings for government. Think about how many more heads we can have thinking about these infrastructure issues and problems. How many more boots on the ground can we have without actually having boots on the ground?
I mean, love that. That's a line. Oh. It's making me think about disaster recovery and response. An impact, and especially the work that you do with On Point, working with the federal government and these missions, the ability to apply some of that simulation education is something that you do well, but also impart on your customers. So anyway, thank you, Samara. This was awesome to talk about with you.
Thank you, Pete.